Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, what an honor and blessing it is to have access to you, to your throne. And Lord, we want to just worship you this morning as we begin this day, first full day of the conference, and we want to honor you with our hearts and with our lips. So lead us and guide us by your Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The next three mornings, we're going to go through three different psalms and just listen to what the Lord has to say. Today, we're going to do a very familiar one, I'm sure, with you, Psalm 8, God's glory in creation. And I do not see any prayer in this psalm. Most of David's psalms we do, but in this one it's just pure praise to who he is, and it's really about his name, excellent name. It's easy for us just out of the flesh to cry out to the Lord, give me, Lord, help me, help me, help me, I'm in trouble, trouble, trouble. But how much time do we spend just thanking the Lord and just praising him without asking anything from him? Isn't that why we're here? Because we're created to honor him and worship him. So we want to do that this morning. I want to begin with this Maranatha praise song we just had on a minute there about the excellency of his name. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. So let's sing along. The words are on page one at the top, or you can just listen, whichever you prefer.
Good God Almighty, who wants me and needs to come, blessed be your Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore.
As we look at this psalm, some of the psalms we have some description about the time they were written, the event that David was going through, and others we don't. I happen to think this was a psalm of his youth, because it's all about being outside, it's about seeing the stars and the moon, it's about creation, and that would have probably fit his shepherd boy days a little bit better than his days inside the court. I don't know. But at any rate, whenever he wrote this, this is just another beautiful psalm, beginning with, O Yahweh, Yahweh our Elohim, or our Adonai, Lord our Lord, how excellent is your name. That word excellent is quite a word there. It's translated, the Hebrew word adir, it's translated wide or large or powerful, excellent it is here, famous, gallant, glorious, goodly, lordly, mighty, mightier, mighty one, noble, principal, worthy. All of those words are translated from this one word in the scripture. How excellent is your name? And I like the pronoun there, O Lord, our Lord, because that reminds us of the model prayer that our Lord Jesus gave us. When you pray, pray this way, our Father, not my Father. It is my Father, obviously, but it's our Father and our Lord. And then that wonderful exaltation, how excellent is your name. And again, in the model prayer, the very first thing is what? Hallowed be your name, Lord, sanctified be your name. And so kind of the same pattern here, it seems like. And David is a pattern of Christ, isn't he? If you look at his life, you know, both from Bethlehem and both were shepherds and both were rejected by their brethren and one thing and another. But we have here, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory, who have set your glory above the heavens. How big are the heavens? Anybody know? When I was young, they were only 4 billion light years. And when Hubble telescope went out, all of a sudden it grew to 16 billion light years. And they're finding more and more. I don't know that there's any end, because we have an infinite God, don't we? We have an infinite God. But at any rate, he set his name above the heavens, and here it's your glory above the heavens. And then the first thing he goes to here, interestingly enough, is not creation. He goes to babies. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. You know, this is called a messianic psalm, because particularly when a psalm is quoted by the Lord or quoted in the New Testament, we refer to it as a messianic psalm. And this particular psalm here, this portion of it, it's in Matthew 21:16. Let me read the verse to you. This is Jesus cleansing the temple after the triumphal entry. And as he is in there, we read the verse 15, when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? So here's the chief priests and the scribes and all those guys. They are really jealous, because here are the children crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, which means to the Messiah. That's a very messianic term there, Son of David. They were indignant and said to him, and you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. So if Jesus quotes this psalm, we can quote the psalm, right? Just think, if you get a Stephen Hawking or one of these brilliant guys up, you know, in front of you, and maybe give you an hour lecture, and, you know, to whatever they want to talk about, and oh my, how impressive was that? Just bring a children's choir out and let them sing about 30 seconds of Jesus Loves Me, and which are you going to be moved more by? You're going to be moved by the children's choir, aren't you? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you, Lord, may silence the enemy and the avenger. Now he goes to creation. And of course, we have a beautiful review of this in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. It will be quoted there. But here we read, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. Just one note on the stars. Teaching through Isaiah right now, and Isaiah 40 has this great account where it says that he put them all in number, and he called them all by name, and he has not lost one. Now, how many is that? They estimate 1 billion with a B, stars in our Milky Way, and it's been estimated there are 1 billion with a B, galaxies. So that's 100 billion trillion stars, and he calls them all by name. Do you think our God is big enough to know our name? Do you think he's big enough to solve your problem? Do you think he's big enough to know everything that's ever happened to you or ever is going to happen to you? And that he chose you while you were yet a sinner, died for you while you were yet a sinner? That's our God. And so David is talking about the moon and the stars. He doesn't say anything about the sun here, but which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him? And isn't that a good question? Such a profound question. Have you ever wondered why God loves you? I mean, I wonder about that all the time. I can't imagine why he would love me. I can imagine, not so hard to imagine, love you, but love me, no way. Except that he does. We are very clear that he does in the Bible. What is man, you're mindful of him, the son of man that you visited him? You've made him a little lower than God, or the angels, It's got Elohim in it, and of course Elohim can be angels, can be men for that matter, but some translations have that lower than God, others have the angels, and my New King James, it says the angels. You have made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. And then it goes on to talk about man, and that's again given to us, you know, in Paul's great prayer to the Ephesians there in chapter 1 of Ephesians. He quotes this particular verse there. The end of that prayer, he says, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's in Ephesians 1:22. It's quoted there as well. But here we have it. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. So he sees the Lord as creator. Is he your creator? What are the first four words in the Bible? In the beginning, God, right? Created the heavens and the earth. The only thing in the beginning was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're the beginning. There wasn't anything. The atheists like to say, well, who created the creator, if you believe in the creator? The creator wasn't created. He was in the beginning. He's the beginning. Everything after that is created, but he is the creator. And of course, Genesis 1 has been attacked since history of man and is still attacked today, maybe as ferociously as anything else. But we know he is our creator. So the God who made everything, all of these billion, trillion stars, or however many, 100 million, trillion stars, he's created us in his image. And you know, there in the Genesis 1 where it says, and God said, and God said, and God said, he spoke all these things into existence. And you know the last one? It says, and God said to them. That's human beings. So human beings are in this area all by themselves. They're the only creature that's created in his image. And the only creature that he would speak to them. And he said to them. And he said that, he said to them. So we see here, he is the God of creation. And then David ends the psalm as he began it. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Can we thank and say an amen to that? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the availability of you to hear our prayers and your invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. We thank you for the scripture that tells us this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, the petitions will be granted. And so, Lord, help us to pray this morning in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name. So let us pray and pray loudly, not that the Lord is deaf, because he can hear you, he knows even without a word what you're praying, but so the rest of us can agree of what the require, what the prayer is. So we'll pray for a while together, and then we may break into groups of two or three each, so half of us can pray all the time. Amen. I know everybody would like to pray more. Let's break into groups of two, and then half of us can pray all the time. Let's use this time. We'll close with a song, and, you know, we'll have about 8 or 10 groups praying here, and that's a lot of prayer that can go up in the next 15 minutes. So let's pray.
Bless the Lord, my soul. The song. worship your holy name. Your angel love and your soul to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to and on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Father, we do want to just bless your name and thank you for meeting us here this morning, Lord. Your awesomeness is so overpowering, Lord, and yet your tenderness is so beautiful. We do want to worship you, Lord. I pray you would be honored in this conference. You'd be honored in each of our hearts continually. Bless each one because they came. Lord, may your will be done in each of our hearts now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.